So what is the devil doing? He's doing a lot, but one of the biggest things that the devil's doing right now is he's like somebody said, he's trying to create this social credit score based on a fake religious works-based system, but it has nothing to do with the Ten Commandments. It's a man-made system, a man-made work system, works-based, like people say, virtue signaling. In other words, they're saying, I'm virtuous because I wear a mask, but I'm killing babies and I'm destroying traditional marriage. I'm virtuous because I call you out on your masks, you not wearing a mask. I'm virtuous because I do some kind of social justice warrior stuff, but they reject the Ten Commandments. So what is the devil doing to these people? The devil is allowing them, so deep down, everybody has a conviction of right or wrong. I took a Uber rider about 2 or 3 months ago. I picked her up and she said, I just went to this gathering at Ham's restaurant and nobody had a mask on. And she said, I had to leave because I just felt bad. And she says, I don't really understand, why do I feel bad about not wearing a mask and then leaving whenever nobody else had a mask, but I felt bad because I didn't have one. The reason she was, and she was asking me, I just didn't answer because I knew she was liberal as all get out. And I kind of felt sorry for her in one point, but God will send them strong delusions. So they reject the Ten Commandments as the letter of the law. And they don't get convicted of the Ten Commandments, you know. But then they virtue signal over silly stuff that's insignificant and based on lies. So the devil is gaslighting them, and he's doing a reverse psyop to make them that it's built into every human to know that there's injustice. Even though they don't know the Ten Commandments, deep down they know. But instead of reading the Bible and getting saved, they reject the Ten Commandments, so they have to virtue signal. It's built into everybody. I don't even know the word. I don't even know how to explain it, but I think you know what I'm saying. Instead of thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not use the Lord's name in vain, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not use God's name in vain, I just said that, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not covet, all that stuff, they don't care about that, because they've never even read it, and they don't even know what John 3:16 is anymore. So they have to virtue signal of a man-made Ten Commandments, which is not even anything bad. Oh, you're not wearing a mask. Oh, you're bad. You're evil. Oh, you voted Republican. Oh, you're evil. Oh, you believe in free speech. You're evil. You believe that killing babies is murder. Oh, you're evil. You believe Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. You're evil. They're virtue signaling over stuff that's a man-made righteousness instead of God's righteousness, holiness, God's holy righteousness. Now, nobody can keep the Ten Commandments. Don't get me wrong. I'm not telling you go out and keep the Ten Commandments. I mean, you can strive for them, but you'll fail. The harder you try, the harder you'll fail. But when you die, when you run to Jesus, get saved, and then you die daily, you rise above them. Long story short, what the devil's doing is he's using a man-made fake commandment virtue signaling to make people have something to see. I just figured out how to say it. People know they're evil deep down. You're born in sin. People know they're evil. But instead of running to Jesus, or instead of trying to keep the Ten Commandments, now the devil's put in front of them a virtue signaling fake Ten Commandments, a virtue signaling fake righteousness, a virtue signaling I'm okay, you're okay type of deal, or I'm okay, you're bad, you know. And so the devil is playing a mind psyop that, like, you ain't never seen on people. It's ridiculous. And most people never see this or escape it.